Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Any 8 to 12-year-olds in your household, they're part of the demographic known as tweens. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Tweens, like adults, are different in the way they approach money management. I was impressed with my young friend Brianne. When she spoke, she was 14 years old, eagerly approaching her 8th grade graduation, which included a present from her parents, her first cell phone. This was her parents' signal to her that she was ready for the responsibility that goes along with being a high school student, an exciting milestone in her young life. What struck me was that she approaches money management logically and connects the dots all along the way. I didn't used to think about what things cost. Now when I go shopping, Brianne told me, I might see a blouse or a shirt I like, but look at the price tag, and if it's too expensive, I say to myself, never mind. So said Brianne. Brianne, who doesn't receive an allowance but is occasionally compensated for babysitting her brothers, continued, as kids, we don't really know what a car or a house costs, but if we have $20, that is a lot of money. I know $20 isn't really that much money, but when I look to buy something, I think about it because I don't want to spend all my money at once and see it all gone. End of quote. During the tween years and teen years, it is important that boys and girls earn an income in some fashion outside the family home, unless there is a family business for which they work and are compensated. Similarly, this is a perfect time to begin to involve children in family finances. That way, they can begin to equate value to everyday expenses such as groceries, electric bills, automobile insurance bills, and the mortgage or rent. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.